Well, that was in March of 1945, and then in June of 45, the war was over. When did you get back to the United States?
On George Washington's birthday, 1946.
MacArthur is in San Pedro, and when I got drafted, Mickey Rooney was already there. He had gotten drafted also, and he and I were in San Pedro. So when I come back home...
In San Pedro, California.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come back home. I ended up in San Pedro, and it was getting late at night. There was some new recruits getting ready to go to Europe. I had a pocket full of francs. I says, here, this will get you started. I'm heading home to my baby. I get out on Highway 1, the highway along the beach. I got my barracks bag on. If I'm riding, this guy stops real quick. He's a soldier outfit. And he's, welcome home. Where are you going? Home. We go 3/4 mile. Where you live? I says, Manhattan Beach. He put the brakes on. I says, what's the matter? He says, the other way, son. I was going the wrong way. I'd been gone 2 years. They moved the damn place. Anyway, I thought that was funny.
Did you see Mickey Rooney?
Yes. He got into some kind of entertainment for a trip.
So,
but the day you were there, he said, the other soldiers were picking on Mickey Rooney.
They
were making him pick up cigarette butts and raking and do that kind of stuff.
They were making...
They were picking
on him. You could see they were really working him because he was a...
Movie star.
This wasn't basic training now.
Well, yeah, that was before you went.
Yeah.
It was before you went.
Yeah, before I went to basic training. He and I got drafted at the same time.
Same day.
Okay, it was the first days of being drafted.
Yeah. Yes.
And they made Mickey Rooney do everything.
Yeah, right.
So how did he take that?
Well, I guess he took it good because he was smart enough to know, hey, I got to live with it. That same as I would.
Yeah. You finally made it home in the right direction, came home to your bride, and that had to be a wonderful day, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then you saw your firstborn, who you hadn't seen in 3 years.
Right.
Talk about that, both of you. What a joyous day that was.
Well, it was so emotional because I had no place to live. I was living in the back of a garage, no bigger than a clothes closet, with the baby. We had no money. We bought the car with the little bit of money I saved.
I almost feel ashamed. I'm coming home, and a gal I haven't given anything to. We had no home. Her father had built this addition, so at least she'd have a place to stay while I was gone. And if I made it back, I could take it from there. I owe her more for what she went through than anything I know of. God has given me the privilege of saying, do it, Dad, do it for her. Yeah. She's entitled to it.
Well, both of you fought the war. You both did.
Yeah.
Patricia, you were at
home.
And
I was not able to join the USO. Like all my girlfriends, they weren't married or they sent Dear John letters to their husbands. So they went to the USO in Hollywood, where we lived, was not far from Hollywood. Every weekend, they would go up and dance with the soldiers and this and that. I didn't go one time. I could have left my baby with somebody. But we were too much in love and the respect. All these girls dated the guys. They weren't supposed to do that. You were supposed to dance and have a drink with them and give them a good time. But after you left the ballroom or whatever, the soldiers were supposed to go their way and the girls were not supposed to get together with them. I didn't want to get involved, so I never once went. We just loved each other and I respected what he was doing. I'll be honest with you. My doctor told us our second baby was born 9 months and 20 minutes after he came home from overseas. So, yes, we were happy. We were happy.
That's cute.
From there, we kind of climbed uphill because he got his job back. North American said any of the boys that had to go overseas, they'd have a job when they came back. When he came back, he was a janitor. But he took it.
Where was that?
Inglewood, California.
I went back to North American. They were still making airplanes. They decided to try to make a commercial ship now, get out of the military. And they said, we're going to make one we're going to call a Navion, which is a four-place job. And I got a job in the assembly line there. On the Navion, I was installing hydraulic lines in the nose wheel well. this guy in a suit comes, "Hey, Harry, would you get out of the nose wheel? Well, I want to show Mr. Stewart, the hydrant. Jimmy Stewart, the movie star, come looking at one of our airplanes." I got the chance to see him and meet him, but just a matter of minutes. The guys you work with, they've been in the war. This other guy I work with was a rather large fella. He had a real bad walk. And I asked him, I said, "What in the hell happened to you?" He says, "A jet bayoneted him right in the groin." Mm. And he says, "I've never been able to walk right since." These guys didn't mind telling what happened to him. This other guy, he had lost a leg. He had been Marine. And he was talking about down in San Diego, they had gotten drunk and got in an accident. And he says, "The car's on the side. One of the other cars stopped to try to help us. And the guy's trying to help get me out of the front seat." I said, "Wait a minute. What's the matter?" He says, "I want to get my leg." His leg had come loose. He said the guy fainted that was trying to help him.
Patricia, you brought these pictures out.
This is right after he went overseas. We had this little Austin Healey.
American Austin.
It ran for 3 weeks, and then it broke down. Being by myself, I couldn't fix it. So from then on, the next 2 years, I walked. But I was 20 years old here.
Yeah.
And we already had our first child.
That's nice picture. Nice-looking lady.
This is why they thought I was a Mexican, because of my dark, long hair.
Well, being at the beach, we both enjoyed the sun.
Yeah. And then there's the picture of Harry.
I think he's 24 there.
It's easy to see why you were attracted to her.
Hey, I had the most beautiful girl in the world.
I didn't know I was pretty. I had an inferiority complex. Mm. I'm a depression child.
All of her girlfriends were fat and ugly.
Tell me how you get to Oklahoma.
I went back to the company, North American. Progressively, we started getting more business. And I got assigned to different projects. And they said, "Hey, we got a piece of Oklahoma. We're renting a factory at the airport. And we're going to start another branch of the company there. We're starting on space stuff. Are you interested?" "Yes, I'm ready." "Well, here again. We got a house there we built, she and I, 10 years, payday to payday. It was ours. I didn't make monthly payments on it."
One week we'd buy a couple windows, another week we'd buy bags of cement. It took us 18 years. It was a two-story house. We built it ourselves. We only hired somebody to put a chimney in there, a fireplace, because we didn't know how to do that, and to plaster the outside.
Where was this house being
built? Manhattan Beach. And we lived there for 40 years. Well, 38 years.
My first daughter and her husband, after the war, he was in occupation in Germany. In fact, the license on that van out there is a license off of the car they had in Germany. She was born in Kaiserslautern, Germany. He was the Army of Occupation. She went with him, and she got pregnant over there.
Our name is Kaiser, and our grandchild was born in Kaiserslautern.
Oh,